Well, I'm glad that we added this segment, Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, to the online service, in the 11 o'clock worship service. And we're still meeting in the church at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. If you feel up to coming, we'd love to have you. We're practicing all the guidelines and trying to keep everybody safe. But I've been thinking about words. You know, sometimes that we say things and we do things, and sometimes our words can be a self-fulfilling prophecy. So we got to be careful, because our words can make a difference. We can use them to encourage, or we can use them to discourage. We can use them to help, or we can use them to harm somebody, to build up or bring tears to others. They can even increase or decrease the joy in our own life. So as you share words, think about words. You know, we were studying the book of Proverbs before the COVID thing hit, and it's an interesting book. But I challenge you to read the book of Proverbs sometimes. It's very pithy little phrases, but it's got an awful lot of wisdom. So we've been talking about fear and how to combat fear in these troubled times. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out all fear. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. So unless we have a strong faith, and I hope and pray that all of you do have a strong faith in God, and any time a storm comes into our life, what's the first thing that happens? That we lose our peace and we begin to feel fear. Our enemy is Satan. Yeah, there's a real devil. There's the god of this world. He can fill our minds with what-if thoughts, and we often begin to think and that we will have the worst possible outcome. But hear this, saints of God. Satan can't read your mind. He can play tricks on your mind, there ain't no doubt about that, but he cannot read your mind. But God, through the Holy Spirit, already knows everything about you. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what you're thinking even before you say it or do it. So you got to be able to know that you can come to God and then pour out your heart. Jesus called it to go to our prayer closet. So things happen. And as soon as things happen, we should realize what's going on. The enemy is trying to keep us from moving forward and experiencing God's good plan for our lives. We have challenges in this world today. But you know, it is a challenge that we can overcome. Medical science can help us overcome some things. Prayer and being able to encourage one another. So it's a perfect time, whether you come to church in person or you're at home, the perfect time to get rid of all your challenges and give you the peace that passes all understanding is to start worshiping God. Take time to express your appreciation for all the good things that He's doing and will continue to do. Because God wants us to put our trust in Him as we face the daily fears of life, and there are fears of life, and then we can live by faith. As the Apostle Paul said, we walk by faith, not by sight. So our physical eyes see all kinds of stuff going on. But he doesn't want us to live in torment, is what I'm trying to say. And he doesn't want us to fear. He doesn't want us to stop us from having the confidence. Did you know the word confidence and faith are synonymous? He wants us to be able to have a deep understanding of his unconditional love, which is available to all of us. So even if you're not reading the Bible, you know, pick up a copy of The Upper Room or Our Daily Bread. They're in Narthex there, but if you need one, call me or Phil. We can either mail one to you or we can bring it to you. It's just a wonderful way to do the devotions, and we thank God for that. But do read the Bible. But you can just sit down and read some passages. You'll be surprised when you feed on the Word of God how much peace will come over you. Well, we do have a lot of folks on our prayer list, and I want to lift up a special prayer. Brandon, Travis's son, who is the worship leader at a church in Kansas City, Travis found out, on Sunday he lifted it up that Brandon's whole music team was tested positive with the COVID. So we want to lift up Brandon and also pray for his music team and the leadership of that church. Continue to pray for our church, the Bethel United Methodist Church, and also the church, the worldwide church of Jesus Christ. We are one church with many different kind of thoughts and praises and many kind of different people, but we are one church under the Lordship of Christ. And continue to pray for our country, those in the military service, police, fire, EMS people, first responders, health caregivers, home caregivers. They are a wonderful group. Sometimes we forget about them. They're doing a yeoman's work. And keep me in prayer as I continue to seek God's wisdom to be able to lead the church here at Bethel and help to do whatever I can to encourage the body of Christ here at Bethel. Keep my wife Judy in prayer. She's going to the doctor, and maybe she will find out what's going on. She's been having some troubles, almost like back issues or something. We really don't know. But the good news is she's got an upcoming doctor's appointment. I hope and pray that they can find out what's going on. Lexi Allen, our granddaughter, for those of you who don't know, was born with cystic fibrosis. The good news is God's continued to touch her, but we want to pray a special prayer. Gina Davis, Sylvia Marsh, Bill McLeod, and of course Tina Travis Oaks and Tina 2 Rucker. We call her Tina 2, not that she's number 2. She is T-O-O-2, Tina 2. Carol Morgan, and we lift that up to you in prayer too. Pat and Don Singletary, David Trimble, Amy Smith Wadsworth, which is a friend of our son's who was just recently diagnosed with brain tumor. And keep Patsy in prayer as she continues to recover. And also Donnie White. He's a great, great caregiver. You know, the book of Ecclesiastes says, you know, two are better than one. When one falls down, the other one there to pick it back up. And that's what it is when you have a spouse in marriage and somebody there to help you. And Donnie's doing yeoman work being the caregiver to Patsy as she recovers. But we also want to know if there's any requests, any prayers that you would like either added to the bulletin or personal private prayers. You can give Phil a call or give me a call or send us a text or an email. You know, with this modern communication stuff, there's so many ways. But God knows your heart. He knows your prayers. And we can pray for one another. But, you know, the most important thing is that we pray to God by ourselves. You can lift up prayers yourself. You don't need a priest. You don't need anybody. You just say, God, I got some challenges today. I want to crawl up on your lap and hug me, and I want to tell you all about my prayer needs and things that are going on. That's the beautiful thing about having a personal relationship with the living God through Christ. Amen. So we pray that prayer that Jesus taught today by praying. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. Well, God bless you. Hope and pray you're having a good day. Please, if you need anything, please let Phil or myself know. God bless.